President and First Lady will head to Texas. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden just confirming they will visit Texas tomorrow after the killing of 19 children and two teachers in the town of Uvalde at an elementary school yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott holding a briefing in the town today.
We as a state, we as a society, need to do a better job with mental health. Anybody who shoots somebody else has a mental health challenge. Period.
The specific motive for the Texas shooting remains under investigation. The 18-year-old gunman shot his grandmother before going to the school. She's among 17 people injured. The president's remarks coming as he signed an executive order on police reform, including a call for a national law enforcement accountability database.
I don't know any good cop who likes a bad cop. But for many people, including many families here, such accountability is all too rare. That's why I promised as president I would do everything in my power to enact meaningful police reform that is real and lasting.
Today marks 2 years since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A recount is planned in Pennsylvania's tight Republican primary for U.S. Senate.
A total of 902 votes separate Mehmet Oz and David McCormick in that Senate race. Acting Pennsylvania Secretary of State Lee Chapman says as far as the procedure,
the law requires that county board of elections recount all ballots using a different device than the initial tabulation, or they can recount by hand.
The process must be complete by June 7th and submitted by the following day. It was also confirmed that more than 10,000 ballots, absentee and provisional, remain uncounted, meaning a potential for a swing in Senate race results.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A pledge from the FBI director at a Senate hearing after two recent mass shootings.
As the horrific attack a little over a week ago in Buffalo shows, we've got to continue to stay laser focused on our efforts to counter violence motivated by hate and extremism.
But Director Christopher Wray also tells lawmakers there's no single answer to the threat from lone wolf actors who sometimes have more than one motive. The FDA commissioner admitting a slow response to safety concerns that ultimately led to the shutdown of a major baby formula plant in Michigan. Robert Califf testifying at another congressional hearing.
Lawmakers asking why it is taking 4 months after an inspection of the plant in late January to reopening it. And even still, it's going to be weeks, possibly months, before Americans see baby formula fully restocked on retailer shelves.
We're now importing. We're flying military planes and other planes to pick it up. And bring it in, and we just have to keep filling in until we get to the point that the production is up.
Now, currently, about 45% of the nation's baby formula supply is out of stock, but some states like Virginia, it's much higher, 58% of the supply out of stock there.
Fox Business's Lydia Hu, formula makers also testifying today, apologizing to parents and saying they are increasing capacity. Former reality TV star Josh Duggar just sentenced to more than 12 years in prison. He was convicted of receiving and possessing child pornography. Prosecutors wanted the maximum 20 years. The Duggar family was the focus of TLC's 19 Kids and Counting. Duggar's lawyers wanted a 5-year sentence. He has maintained his innocence and said he will appeal. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 191. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.